Welcome to the Fireside Chat, a short interlude with weekly features where I, your host Jup Lucas, will be showcasing and interviewing prominent D&D creators. This week we are talking to Dragna Karta, the creator of Curse of Strahd Reloaded and the Dungeon Master of Twice Bitten, about the origins of the Rules of Written Curse of Strahd stream and its future. What is Twice Bitten, and how did it come about?
Twice Bitten as a campaign is a 100% rules as written run through of Curse of Strahd. It'll be DM'd by myself and played by five current and or former Curse of Strahd DMs: Serena, Jack Officer, Linus, Kaya, and Twi. The only changes to canon we're using are strictly mechanical, just a few personal house rules about potions, you know, drinking as a bonus action, that sort of thing. We're also including, just to test it out, the Lingering Injuries House Rule from the Dungeon Master's Guide, which, if you're not familiar with it, basically means if you go down to 0 hit points, you have to check to see if you take a lingering injury, which might have longer-term consequences. But otherwise, we're just going strictly by the text of Curse of Strahd, no changes.
Why run rules as written?
The whole idea, funnily enough, it started as a hot take at like 1 a.m. in the Curse of Strahd Discord server. Just that Curse of Strahd as a module is absolutely not meant to be played by a group of regular adventurers, you know, the kind that you'd see in The Lost Mine of Phandelver or Tomb of Annihilation or Storm King's Thunder. Instead, vanilla, unchanged Curse of Strahd both makes the most sense and is at its narrative strongest when it's played entirely by a party of non-adventurers. Personally speaking, I feel like this is supported by the fact that rules as written, Curse of Strahd is incredibly freaking deadly. Like, if you're the kind of player who wants to poke stuff with a stick, wander off the map, get into fights, and kind of be the kind of jerk who calls themselves an adventurer, you're probably going to have a bad time, and you're probably TPK. Either by Strahd, or by one of the dozens and dozens of really freaking deadly minions around Barovia. So I feel that Curse of Strahd itself is stronger when played with an alternate perspective.
What specifically sets these non-adventurers apart from regular player characters?
When we put this together and when I recruited the players for this, I sent around a Session Zero document with, you know, the usual stuff like, here's what house rules we're using, here's what the themes of the campaign will be, some of the content warnings. But I also included a specific character creation section that had these bullet points. First, you are not adventurers. You are level one characters with mundane goals or purposes who are traveling together by chance or by companionship. Second, you are not heroes. You might be friendly, you might even be altruistic, but you're not the kind of person who's going to go off and proudly slay dragons. That might come later, but for now, you're not. And finally, you're not a warrior. You might be martially trained, you might be able to defend yourself, but you're the kind of person who knows that a fight can maim you, a beast can kill you, and a monster is something you don't even want to mess with. So this is the kind of party that's not afraid to work tactically, to think before jumping into the fray, and even retreat if things get too dicey, which things in Curse of Strahd often do and will.
Okay, but why make these changes at all?
A lot of this comes from the epilogue of Curse of Strahd as a module, as written in the text. And I don't want to get into specifics or spoilers too much, but suffice it to say that the as written epilogue can feel unfulfilling to a lot of parties, especially if you use a very specific popular adventure hook to start the adventure off. However, my hot take was that if the focus of the adventure doesn't lie on Strahd's destruction, but instead the characters escaping from Barovia, the adventure becomes a lot more interesting, because instead of kill Strahd, the adventure becomes try to escape from Barovia, and in the course of doing so, become heroes that are capable of killing Strahd. And this is necessary for a lot of reasons, such as the cosmology of Barovia, what happens if you kill Strahd, and so on. But because of this focus, the narrative arc doesn't focus on how Strahd is killed, if he is killed at all, of course. Instead, it's about the growth and the maturation of the PCs as they progress through the horrors of Barovia, by their wits, by their bonds with each other. It's a matter of, you know, becoming the heroes they were always meant to be. It's kind of like, you know, if you've read The Phantom Tollbooth, a favorite chapter book of mine from when I was a kid, the focus is not about saving the land. It's about becoming the kind of person who can save the land. And I feel like that makes for a much stronger story, especially given how Rules as Written, Curse of Strahd is laid out and arranged. And ultimately, hopefully, will be a lot more conducive to the kind of campaign that I personally like to run, which is a very character-driven rather than plot-driven kind of story.
What do you, as players and the Dungeon Master, expect?
So I think that for us, both for me and for the players, the campaign serves a few different purposes. And I do want to preface this by, you know, reminding that all the players and myself, we've already run Curse of Strahd. Some of us have played it. We know the module pretty well. So this is not necessarily new ground. But first, it's a way for us to test my hot take. Is Curse of Strahd truly a more interesting and narratively satisfying adventure if it's played by non-adventurers? To seeing where that takes us and if it actually does work. because hot takes can be wrong, and by testing it, we'll find out. Secondly, it's a way to test and explore how robust Rules as Written Curse of Strahd is. Almost nobody runs Curse of Strahd without any changes. And in fact, Chris Perkins and Wizards often remind people, you know, Rule Zero, the DM can change whatever they want. And it's almost unheard of on the subreddit for anyone to run Curse of Strahd without making a number of changes, especially those that are made by some of the more popular community guides. So this leads to another question, which is it possible to run an enjoyable, engaging Curse of Strahd campaign without making any departures from the text? What might that campaign look like? When it comes to this community of the Reddit Curse of Strahd community, what assumptions have you made about the story of the module that might not be supported in the text? Secondly, how much of the module's original content is scaffolding for core concepts? And, you know, if removing those, it severely damages the enjoyability of the campaign versus, you know, how much of the original content is easily changed or removed? It's just chaff. And then finally, like, we're DMs. We almost never get to play. And when we do, no offense to players, we're almost never in a kind of group that likes to role play or tell stories as much as we do. So this is definitely a shameless opportunity to actually have the kind of game that we would love to play and run simultaneously.
And what should we, the viewers, expect from Twice Bitten?
I think that whether you're a DM or a player or a little bit of both, you'll take different things from this. Though I do think that some of these takeaways might overlap. First off, if you're a DM, you might take away some lessons about Wizards of the Coast's writing style and 5e's overall module design. Especially if you're a Curse of Strahd DM, you can see some takeaways about how this adventure is constructed and know how the pieces fit together and why some of these aspects might be necessary in actual real play that might not be so apparent when you're just reading through a 300-something page book. If you're a player, you might get a chance to see what a yes-and improvised, collaborative, character-driven style of roleplay might look like, especially given that this is a game of non-experts. You know, we respect Critical Role in similar games, but nobody here is a professional author or professional voice actor. Only one of our players, Serena, has any expertise in the theater industry. We're just a bunch of regular people who love D&D, and hopefully we can bring that through in our gameplay. So, I mean, yes, we've read the module, we know what to expect largely, but Curse of Strahd is a very sandboxy adventure, and I have no idea where we'll be 3 sessions from now, let alone at the end of the campaign. This could be an opportunity for players to, you know, see how other players might develop and express themselves through the characters that they make and might explore those characters through an improvised, collaborative style of roleplay as opposed to the traditional style of roleplay that's very common in other games. And finally, hopefully it'll just be a fun ride and a fun show. I'm surprised that this dumb little hot take from 1am, you know, a few months back has become an actual project, and I'm really grateful to everyone who's been so interested in it, and I'm excited to see where it goes.